Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, and welcome back to the Lisa Lisa Show. This is Lisa Lisa speaking to you live from the studio. Yay, in the studio. And I have to tell you, I've been here for a while. I got up really nice and early this morning, which was fabulous. And then I spent a lot of time doing silly things. But I still got out really early because I was at my studio by like 10, I think it wasn't even 10:15. So that was good. I think that what happened was my alarm went off at 7 and I think I was up like right with it. So that was kind of cool. So yeah, all good stuff. And I have to say the weather, it's finally fall out. And it's actually really nice. It's chilly, it's brisk, it's clear. The sky looks great. I have to say that every time I'm driving the last couple of days and I'm looking at the sky, what I'm seeing cloud-wise is exactly the clouds that I've been painting. And I have really been cranking the paintings, which is phenomenal. Always feels so good. I like when that happens. In fact, I've been like on a major craze purchasing canvas, like it's going out of style. I don't know. I guess that's a good thing, you know, makes me happy. So lots of ideas and lots to paint on. So that's all, yeah, that's all good stuff. Yeah, so much going on. And then, you know, of course, had a really nice surprise. My mom's coming into town for Thanksgiving this year. She hasn't been with us for Thanksgiving. It's been a while, you know. She usually comes in for the other holidays, but so I'm really excited, and as we all know, I like all holidays, but Thanksgiving is definitely one of my faves. Yeah, just one of those, just love it. So yesterday, I missed my ballet class, and I was really sorry to say that I couldn't... So, I missed my ballet class because I was having car problems. So yesterday I was running around. I ran a lot of errands. I had to buy a birthday gift for my sister-in-law. So I have to say a couple of shout-outs. So happy birthday to my sister-in-law, Max, and happy birthday to KP. That's going to be on Friday. So many other birthdays today, but family and friends. Those are my closer family and friends. So happy birthday, KP. Happy birthday, Max. And all really cool stuff. So I ran around yesterday because I wanted to give her a gift. I didn't want to give her a gift card. I decided that it was better to give her a present, you know, something she could just open and have instead of have to go shopping for it. I know that there's really something to being able to buy whatever you want, but it's really nice to just receive something. And I have to say I put a lot of love into what I purchased. And it's something that I love anyway, scarves. I love scarves. So I bought her a pashmina, kind of nice. So, yeah, that was kind of fun. So I ran out. I went to AC Moore yesterday. And I have to say that my travels, they were having, yes, go figure, a sale on canvas. So I bought more canvas. I have to say that I have purchased more canvas lately than I've purchased in a very long time. So lots of paintings on the horizons for me, I guess we could say that. I have a lot of paintings on the horizons because I'm like just going and going and going. So all my plans changed, you know, because you know what they say, life happens while you're making plans. So yesterday I was supposed to go to ballet. I had my ballet class. And then I was going with my friend. I was going to finish up some work for her. And all of it just got postponed because I was sitting in my car waiting for another friend who, I don't know, confused everything and went to the wrong place. And so I was sitting and I had my... waiting, and so I turned my engine off because I hate to leave it idling. I don't think that's such a good thing for the planet. So I turned the engine off, and I let the car sit, but I had my phone on the charger. I don't know what the heck I was thinking. So my phone's on the charger, and the next thing I know, so silly actually, my battery, I don't know, it wasn't the battery, something, my car would not start, and a policeman passed by me, and I beeped the horn and I flashed my bright. So the horn worked and the lights went on. So I was thinking, maybe it can't be the battery. And then he came back, which was really nice, and he was able to find somebody, and they jump-started my car, like, right away. And it didn't even, like, all they did was put it on, and I turned it on, boom, it was done. So everybody's like, oh, it could be this, it could be that. And I'm like, okay. So I think it was just that I drained the battery at that moment. Who knows? So I dropped it off at the shop today, and so I didn't have to worry about parking, which is a really cool thing because I could just come here and work. And I have to say, as I've been sitting here waiting to start my show and messing around with my phone and just sitting and chilling and thinking and lots going on in my head, I figured out the painting. So now I can finish it, and hopefully it'll be done today. I think it will be done today. I'm going to say finish today. The problem is that actually it will be done today. I take that all back. Everything will be done except the monuments. So that it'll be 90% finished. Let's just leave it there, 90%. So anyway, as I was driving, I stopped in a body shop, and I was talking to the guy, and he scared the bejesus out of me and said, well, the car is shaking. And now my car shakes because it was hit, had an accident. 3 months into owning it, somebody rear-ended me, not paying attention to the traffic in front of him on the Grand Central. Had a concussion, pretty much totaled my car, although they decided to fix it because the engine was fine. But it's never been the same, and it's always had this really icky rattle. So this guy's leaning on my car, and he says, well, the way it's shaking, and I'm like, well, yeah, that's standard norm now. And he's telling me, well, that means the alternator, and you're not having a lot of juice, and blah, 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 and your car could die. Now I'm panicking. And it's like the height of traffic. So instead of going to my ballet class because I'm afraid I won't be able to start the car again, I decide I'm going straight home. And if my car gets stuck at home, at least it's parked, it's safe, and I can get somebody to take it from there, and I can walk somewhere. Well, it takes me forever to get home. And one of my close, dear friends stayed on the phone with me the entire drive home. Took about 40 minutes. And I love him, and I thank him, and I thanked him, and I thank him, and I thank him, and I thank him for just being there. That was RL. And I have to say, thank you so much. That was so cool. Kept me calm and cool and collected. And so I got home, and I started the car again when I parked it, and then I started it again. So I started it twice after I parked it. It started up right away, boom, boom, boom. I ran home, made myself a little light dinner. I had soup, actually. I've been on a soup kick. Not the soup Nazi, but I'm on a soup kick. So by the time I was all said and done, and this morning I was kind of like anxious to get back and see what was going on with the car, it turned over immediately. So I drove to Long Island City. I'm now in my studio. I dropped it across the street with the body shop because I'm friendly with them. And now I don't even have to worry about parking the car. And they're going to hold on to it and check it and let me know later what the story is. And then I'm going to probably end up going home a little early because I have to cook. I'm going to cook a dish for Thanksgiving, which is, as I started to say, one of my favorite holidays. Yeah, so I have to pick up some dessert. I have a whole bunch of stuff to do. I got some stuff to do. And now I'm in the studio and I figured out this painting. So when I'm done with you guys, I'm going to crank on this. I'll post it on Facebook because that's what I like to do. And that's what I've been doing now. I also updated my Facebook, my website again this morning, corrected a few little issues, and fixed some other things up. I think I finally got it right. So all the paintings are now under the head of paintings rather than paintings geometric. It's just a front page paintings. And then all of the paintings that are under there. So I think that's a little more organized, a little bit, just a little more organized, that's all. Anyway, All good. All good, all good, all the time. There you go. So I have to say, I forgot to tell you that I went to see a movie. Maybe I did tell you, actually. Did I tell you? Yes, I think I did. I said I went to all these movies, and there were so many things I wanted to talk about last week, and I realized afterwards that I totally, like, spaced on a few things. I guess that's what I do. When things are going on, I space on other things. When I'm rushing around, and I have to say, rushing around is what I have been doing. I've been rushing around. So tonight is a full moon. Yes, tonight is the full moon. Yesterday was very, very bright. The moon's been very, very, very bright, but tonight is the full moon. So kind of cool on that. So then tomorrow night it'll still look full, but it will not be full. Tonight is the 100%. And you could tell there was just a little tiny little piece missing, just that little sliver of that crescent moon that'll be left later, and we'll see you later. So, yeah, kind of fun stuff. I feel very excited. I can't explain it better than that, but pure joy and excitement is all I've been experiencing, even though I was a little miffed and freaked out yesterday. I felt so bad missing my ballet class because I've been practicing my waltz. And I have to say, I'm pretty spastic. When it comes to the dance of the waltz, it's like I understand it, but when you're doing it in a ballet, it's very different because you're not doing a 1-2-3. You're doing 1-2-3, but it's the step and then behind and then the bend and up and down and then over and down and up and down. So that's the step that I've been practicing. I still cannot do a split. And I have to say, with painstaking exercises, I've been trying. I'm not there yet. Need to work on some other things. There are a few things that will definitely get me there, but I'm not going there. So anyway. So yesterday was a really funny day. It was just like I was in the studio. I finished the one side. I knew what it was going to be. I didn't have time to finish it last week because I was doing so many other things. And I was running. So somebody came to the studio, and it was just like one thing after the next. It's just kind of like that's the way it's been. I guess that's just how it's going. So November went really, 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 really quickly. So I started to tell you about the weather. So the weather's been really crazy. So up and down, up and down, up and down. So for my friends that are in Denmark and in Australia, and the people that are always asking me, how's the weather in New York? Yes, I said that as a true New Yorker. The weather's been really up and down. So it was like 37 degrees this morning, brisk and chilly. But it's not freezing cold, even though it's only, you know, what is that, 5 degrees, 6 degrees from freezing? 5 degrees from freezing? So 32 degrees is freezing, but 37 for some reason. I guess I've been dressing warmly enough. Huh, go figure that. Who even thought about it? Yes, I have. I've been dressing warmly enough. So here it is, Thanksgiving. It's amazing how quickly November went. It was just, boom, it disappeared. And I think that a lot of this has to do with the fact that I was able to negotiate my lease, and now I'm comfortable, I'm happy in my studio, and so the month just disappeared. It, like, dissolved. There's no other words to explain how quickly this month went. Just kind of, boom, done. It was like, October was day by day by day by day, and I guess I was really stressing because I thought I had to leave at the end of the month. That makes so much sense. Now, do you see how that works? Yes, I so get it. So, anyway, so now there's a handful of movies that I want to go and see, and I think that this weekend I shall go see a few movies. I want to go and see Carol, and I'm saying it's Carol. It's Carol, but Carol, because a friend of mine who's going to Paris always says Carol the French way, Carol. And so I want to see that movie, and I want to I still want to see Spectre. I know that the reviews have been sort of not so great, But I really love Daniel Craig, and I'm a huge James Bond fan, so I have to see it regardless. So that's one of the things that I'm definitely going to be doing. I also, there was that Tom Hanks film where he's the spy and they have to change the spy for this spy, blah, blah, blah. So I want to see that one as well. I think I just got the color that I'm going to use. It's going to be purple on the other side, and I'm just trying to work out how it's going to go. It's going to have to go light to dark or from the bottom up, dark to light, you know, just to turn it around. An interesting sky background fade out. I'm doing this crazy painting. Okay, crazy is not the right word. I'm doing this really intense colored, strongly colored painting. I guess that's the better way to put it. Strongly colored painting, because I can and because I want to. And I saw it, and the difference is that the background is, the exterior, the outer color was something that I would not normally paint with, but it came to me in a vision and I had to do it, and I said, okay. So I had no choice there. Don't you love when that happens? You have no choice. This is what you are doing. Well, I don't want to do that. Well, that's too bad. You're doing it anyway. So there you have it. Yeah, that's the way that's going to go. So I'm very excited that my mom is coming to town for Thanksgiving. It's been a while. I think I already said that. I'm reiterating that fact because I'm really excited. So, yeah, that makes me really, really, really happy. Trying to think of all these other things that have been on my mind. There's been so much going on. You know, the whole thing with the car, I don't like that. You know, I want to know how things work. It's like plumbing. I don't play with plumbing. I can fix almost anything. I can work on lighting and electricity, and I had to turn off the power, and then you can rewire something. Okay, I can do stuff like that. It's not my favorite thing to do, but I'm okay with that. When it comes to plumbing and toilets, I don't want to mess with them. I just want to go do my business and flush the toilet and not think about it. The car is exactly the same way. I want to get in the car, I want to start the car, and I want to go wherever I want to go. I don't want to know what's going on, if there's something wrong. I don't want to have to deal with engines. You know, there was a long time ago, I worked in a gas station, and I have to tell you, then when there was still fuel, before fuel injection, and actually technically fuel injection had been invented, had not yet been implemented. They started fuel injection in 86. I believe it was. Maybe it was 85. 85, 86 is when they started to actually implement it and start using it. It's like the electric car, you know? It's like the whole driving by itself car, which Google already had, right? So, like Tesla. It's like all these electric cars. So the technology was there. It just wasn't yet implemented. So I remember I used to be able to open up the hood and you look at this gloppy engine and the carburetor was on top. Everything was all kinds of a mess, but it was easy to fix. This is that. Then you add fuel injection. Now you have computers and stuff. If you can't plug it into a computer and diagnose what's wrong, the diagnostics, as they call it, you can't fix it. I can't fix an engine now. You know, I can open it up and it looks, it's very streamlined. It looks very pretty. It's very lovely, but I can't really fix an engine anymore. But there was a time back in the day when I remember I could take an engine apart and put it back together. And yes, I've done that. I'm not saying I was a mechanic. I was not. But yes, I could do that, and yes, I worked in a gas station. And that's one of the things, you know, I figured I'll just wash windows and pump gas. Well, that was out the window in the first, like, week. So, you know, you tinker around. I think what happened was I got to a point where I didn't want to have grease under my nails. I'd like to have paint under my nails. Now I try to wear gloves because I am really a sloppy painter. It's very funny. I never thought I was that sloppy a painter because I'm pretty anal about a lot of things. And, you know, the work comes out pristine. And it's like every line, and it's just pristine. But my person looks a mess. I look like I went through a war zone by the time I'm finished with the painting. And so I've tried to wear gloves, and I have to say that not to my advantage, because the last time I was wearing gloves, I got paint on the gloves, and then I got paint on everything, and it's rubber, so it doesn't dry, you know? Your hands, at least you absorb some of it, so you're leaving little tiny prints instead of, like, serious wet mess. So anyway, so now I'm not wearing gloves, and I'm just painting, but I'm looking at this painting, and I'm waiting for the time to pass on this because I really want to get going. And I have to say, it feels like the longest day for me, you know. And the emails that I received this morning, by the way, I have to say to my really dear friend in Australia, KV, thank you so much for the wishes. I love you back. I miss you all the time. And thank you so, so much for just thinking about me and wishing me a happy, healthy. And so I wish everybody a happy and a healthy. I have to say that right now. I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving and a healthy, healthy, and having a great time with your family, your friends, whomever you're doing your feasting with. My personal thing is I would rather do a midnight feast on Saturday and have my friends over and just have a little dinner party. That would make me extremely happy. But then I get a little crazy because I don't want anybody wearing their shoes in my house. I need a really big house so I could have a room that's just the party room, and then they don't have to, like, walk through my home. It'll be like Asian influence. Can you put these shoes over your shoes? You know, and I do those apartment inspections. There's some houses that you go into, apartments, and they give you, like, these plastic doctor shoes, and you have to slip them over your own shoe and then walk around. Some people will just tell you straight out, can you take your shoes off and put these on? Like, you know what? I'd rather wear the doctor shoes than some shoe that I don't know how many people have worn. It's sort of like the whole thing of walking on the bath floor in the gym and you're barefoot. Yeah, that's kind of gross. Sorry. Anyway, so yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I want to have a party and I want people over, but I don't want them sitting with their Subway jeans on my couch. Does that make me really crazy? Okay, so I can be a little OCD. All right, I can be a lot OCD. It's okay. It works. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. So I drop my car off, and as I'm standing there and talking to the guy, Jassy, who's in charge of that shop, we're talking about the battery, and he said, you just changed your battery. And I said, I did, and I have to tell you, I didn't remember. I was thinking about it, and they said, don't you remember you bought it from an outside? And I was like, oh, yeah, a friend of mine works for, right, and you guys changed it, right. But I have to say, it wasn't like forefront of my mind and my memory, because I only remember things that are, I don't want to say just important or pertinent, but there are a lot of things that I just don't recall because, I don't know, maybe they're just not that important to me at that moment. You know, the fact that I didn't remember that I changed my battery within 5 years ago, you know, that's very funny. I don't know. I bought the car in 2009. It was like 3 months into my owning it, and then I got rear-ended by a Ram Dodge truck. And he threw me into the car in front of me. I got a concussion. My car was, like, just about totaled. 75%, they say. 75%, if the car is, you know, will pay for replacing it. So what do? They tell me, well, 73%. And then after it's all said and done, then my brothers all step up and they're like, why didn't you let them buy the car out? Why didn't you just total it? And I said, well, nobody was there to talk to me, and I had a concussion, and what did I know? Now I know better. That does not make me a really good car negotiator to buy a new car, but it definitely puts me in the, I have a better understanding and idea of how these things work. I know that's really interesting, right? Yes, it's thrilling and fascinating, Lise. There you go. Anyway, so I never totaled out the car, and then it rattled and rattled and rattled. And the guy kept telling me, well, bring it back if there's a problem. I brought it back a bunch of times. And then my brother Dave takes a look at the car, and he's like, there's this and this. Get a piece of paper, and let's make a list. And I was like, really? And so we made a list of all the things that were wrong. And I don't think they addressed or handled a third of that list. It's kind of funny. But, you know, it is, again, what it is. So Hanukkah is very early this year. So we have Thanksgiving, and then, like, the following week, I think that Hanukkah is on the 4th. What is that? It's, like, it's so early. It's not even, it's just, like, Hanukkah, boom, done. So I think the first night of Hanukkah, let me refer to the calendar, is on the, so December 7th. So it's 2 weeks away, 2.5 weeks. Today's Wednesday. So the 30th is the last day of November, as we all well know. And then that's also the beginning of the first week of December. So the following week is Hanukkah, okay? So Christmas, Hanukkah, if it's all going to be done, it's like Hanukkah's done and it's going to be Christmas. I'm like, okay, whatever. You know, I kind of like it when they fall together because it gives you a little more breathing room to get all the kids the gifts, you know? Now I'm like, I'm already going to be late. I'm looking at it. It's 2 weeks away. I'm already late. It's like, yeah, just the way, that's the nature of the beast. It's just the nature of the beast, you know? So, yeah, what are you going to do? I don't know. It is what it is. So, anyway, so I'm very excited. I have to say, seriously excited. I have 3 minutes left on my show, and all I want to say is, you know, I'm really hoping that there's not a ton of traffic on Thursday. It's one of those worst days to drive, and I hate that, but now I have to make a stop, and then I have to come home on Thursday night. I wasn't planning on that, but I guess that's okay. You know, I'll see my mom. That's more important than any of it, right? Get to spend some time with my mama. So that's a good thing. Well, it is what it is. That's it. Relativity. That's all I can say. Everything is relative. I like relativity. I really, really do. Yes, it goes that way. And I have to say that I bought the heavy from AC Moore, and I non-heavy from Michaels, and they were only like $2 a price wise. So one was $65, and I wish they could have a lot bigger. What do we have? What did they say? 90 seconds. It sounded a little funny. So, anyway, in 90 seconds, all I can say is that I am wishing everybody a fabulous, healthy Thanksgiving. Eat, drink, and be merry. Enjoy your family and your friends. And I'm grateful for so many things, really so many things. And in 60 seconds, all I can say is that after Thanksgiving, have a fabulous weekend. And that's all. That's all she wrote, folks, right? So the lighting of the tree is going to be Wednesday, I think, next week. Wow, can you imagine? They were putting the tree up already 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, the very beginning of November, they start putting the tree up. So they're going to light it on the 2nd, right? Because don't they do it the 2nd of December all the time? I think that's the way that goes. I used to think it was a Tuesday, but it's a date. It's not the day. Silly girl. Tricks are for kids. Anyway, so thank you so much for listening. And happy birthday, Max. Happy birthday, KP. Have a fabulous, wonderful day. Have a fabulous, wonderful week. Have a fabulous, wonderful month. Well, the month is over. I hope you had a fabulous, wonderful month and have a fantastic, wonderful year. Love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Have a really beautiful, beautiful holiday. This is Lisa of the Lisa Show, signing off with love.